It's a very, very interesting moral, ethical issue, this, isn't it? Who has jurisdiction over a child? Should it be the state? Should it be doctors? Or should it always be the child's parent? 08459 555 678. And we often talk about the power now of the Nolan Twitter feed and how we can have a conversation on our Twitter account after this radio show has finished tonight. Last night, it was 9 or 10 o'clock, and I was tweeting last night that not very many politicians have put their head above the parapet and told us in Northern Ireland what they think, because we should be interested. This is a test of what local politicians actually stand for in terms of their values, their decision-making capacity. For example, the DUP's Gavin Robinson responded last night. And he has said, in fact, I've only got half the tweet here that he has said, so we'll get the full message. So let me get the full tweet from Gavin Robinson we will send, we'll read that to you. Unless they felt strongly enough to seek a court order to remove the rights of parents to decide, then it's not the doctor's choice, said Gavin Robinson. He should be reunited with parents, if necessary, under a court order for care. But the separation is cruel. The whole episode is heart-wrenching. I hope and pray never to be in the situation. Martin McGuinness, our Deputy First Minister, has said Aisha needs his mum and dad. Free Aisha's parents, is what Martin McGuinness has said. The commentator, Seamus Close, with us today. Morning to you, Seamus.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. What are your thoughts here?
Well, firstly, I would say that I agree with every word with regard to the Aisha King case that Tommy Wilson just after speaking. I think that common decency and humanity dictate that Aisha King's parents and family should be with him at such a critical time. And in many respects, I'm speaking from a degree of experience. I had a very, very ill child when she was about four. And the number one in the child's mind and how the child wanted to respond to very, very serious treatment was that the parents were there. That was essential. And here we have a situation through authority. Doctors, consultants, people who think they know better, removing parents, chasing the parents through Europe. And while the child is now in hospital in Malaga, they remove the parents and take it hundreds of miles away. If, and I put this point out, even if the parents, which they hadn't, but if they had committed a capital crime, the parents should be there with police protection or whatever, under guard, along with their child in a critical condition. That would be the priority. Why? Why, oh why, is authority making the child suffer more? Why are they penalising that child? It is inhuman.
You know, and we shouldn't think, we are part of the United Kingdom, so these are, this is our United Kingdom authorities, part of our government. Here in this country, which are chasing these parents. Now, it's not for me to say whether it's right or wrong to do that, but they are. And they have separated these parents from their, essentially, Seamus, their dying child.
Absolutely.
And this child, here's the reality, and please God this does not happen, but there is a strong possibility, because the child is so seriously ill, that child may never see his parents again. Why? Because the parents are in handcuffs, detained in a police cell, because they wanted a different treatment than the doctors did for their child. And our government, our state, is standing over that.
Our government, our state, UK officialdom, is, in my opinion, wrong. The rights of this child are secondary, or appear to be secondary, in their actions. And that is totally wrong. And as Sammy Wilson has already stated, they know at times when to turn a blind eye. We have had recently on our news bulletins about Rotherham. We have seen the situation with, for example, Jimmy Savile. Even in our own country here in Ireland, blind eyes were turned with regard to Brendan Smith, etc. So officialdom knows, or thinks it knows, when it should turn a blind eye. It turns a blind eye when it suits it. Here was a situation of a family taking decisions which they believe to be in the best interest of their child, and officialdom saying, oh no, we know better. Well, in this case, sorry, they are fundamentally wrong. The place for parents with a critically ill child is by their child's bedside.
Well, yeah, but maybe Sammy, Doctors do know. Sorry, Seamus, Sammy Wilson earlier. Maybe doctors do know better. This is the point that, I guess the counter argument is that you could have a parent who, even if they're trying to do the right thing, their emotion is driving a parent, and it is for doctors and medically trained professionals to be able to have the jurisdiction so that they can provide the best care for a child on top, superseding the emotional drive of a parent.
That may be the case in some circumstances. And I don't know, as nobody knows, the full background, the full relationship between the parents and the doctors and the staff in this particular case. But where that relationship had broken down, it's still the interest of the child. The parents had removed the child thinking and believing that they were going to get better medical treatment. If they were wrong, then the state should be there with the parents, with the child, rather than separating the parents from the child. As I say, even if the parents had committed a criminal offence, a capital offence, the place for the parents at this point in time is with the child. Let the state then provide protection, armed guards, whatever security, whatever way they want.
Yeah.
But for God's sake, don't separate parents from a child at a critical time. It is wrong.